Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we are diving deeper into traveling with friends, and not just traveling with friends to check out the beach or to hike those really beautiful nature trails, but we are talking about exploring our heritage. There's no better way to find out about your heritage than through 23andMe. They do just that. They help us explore our heritage through learning about our DNA, you know, those 23 pairs of chromosomes that we all have and bring tons of value to us and a lot of interesting information. And they help us to go on a journey. So I have asked the folks over at 23andMe to join me today. And Juliana Cintron, the customer service specialist, is joining me from 23andMe. And she has been working with the company since 2015, and currently she works with customer relations and talks with some of their customers and helping them do just that, find out about their heritage. So, Juliana, welcome to the show.
Hi, Anita. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this information with us, because how exciting to explore your DNA. I mean, just that. And to find out about your heritage. So it must be a really fun thing that you guys do. I know you work through the use of saliva and mailing it back to you guys, and then the exploration begins. But how are people using this information to explore their heritage?
I think one of the reasons that people take the test is to either confirm what they have heard from their family about where their ancestry is from, or to be completely surprised. I mean, myself included, I thought that I knew, you know, where my parents were from. And when I received my results, it turns out that I'm from many different places. The average customer can trace their ancestry to at least five different regions from around the world. So it's pretty incredible, you know, to see how comprehensive we can be with telling you where you're from.
I know one of your commercials, there's a lady who returns to each of the places of her heritage, and that's pretty exciting to see that. Is that something that you're finding that many people are doing? They're actually going back and actually discovering their heritage in their homelands?
So many people. We've seen an upward trend of people traveling based on their DNA. We recently had our sweepstakes, the Golden 23andMe sweepstakes. We picked 23 winners to take their 23andMe test and then travel based on their DNA. So it's been pretty incredible to hear the stories and see pictures of them traveling to places they didn't really know that they had ancestry from.
So can you share a little bit about that? I mean, what was it like for them to actually go? I would think it would be quite emotional. Are some people really emotional doing that? Are some people really finding maybe even some of their distant relatives?
Yeah, so actually, I can think of a couple of examples. There was one woman who traveled to Spain, and she told us that she went to the oldest restaurant there. And for her, it was so emotional and so gratifying to be able to eat at a restaurant that perhaps one of her ancestors might have, you know, consumed a meal at. And we have heard from customers, from winners of the sweepstakes, that they've actually taken advantage of our DNA relatives feature. So this is an optional feature that customers have to opt into, and it locates other 23andMe members who they share DNA with, and it provides a percentage and then a predicted relationship based on the percentage of DNA that they share with that person. But a lot of people have used DNA relatives to contact relatives that live in these countries that they didn't know they had ancestry from, to hopefully meet up with, you know, maybe a second or a third cousin. So it's pretty great.
Well, I would think that would be really, really great. Now, what about, are there any people that you've heard of that actually have maybe moved back or purchased property in some of the places that they realized that now they were connected with?
Yeah, so there was one woman who told us her story a couple of months ago. She traveled to Italy, and she's been going there ever since she discovered that she has Italian ancestry. She takes a trip every year because she feels really connected with, you know, the Italian people, the culture, the food. And when she did 23andMe and realized that she actually had a genetic tie to this place, she's made it a habit to go back every year and explore a little bit deeper.
Well, that sounds really great. Now, what about the extended family in these processes? It's just one person who kind of does the test, but do they take along other family members, or how are they doing that?
Yeah, we've seen the trend with people taking the test across their families, people using 23andMe at reunions. Our test is really good for people that are, you know, looking for family, whether they're adopted or they're just curious to find new relatives. That DNA relatives feature really helps you with that. We also offer interactive tools and features that allow our customers to share and compare their results with family and friends. So around the holiday season, it's really fun to get together with your family and friends, take one of these tests and compare your results.
It does sound like fun. Now, I am talking with Juliana Cintron with 23andMe. And she's sharing with us how you, too, can explore your DNA and then your heritage. Now, Juliana, I love this idea of doing it with friends because the show is all about friends finding a way to travel together and explore. And I would think if they were going on this type of exploration, it really does really enhance that experience.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So do you have friends that are you? I think you just mentioned that you have friends that are doing this type thing together.
Yeah. So actually, there was a group that I did a video with that actually took a trip based on their maternal haplogroup. So while most frequently people will take trips based on their ancestry composition report, which is reflective of their recent ancestry, some people actually decide to take a trip based on their ancient ancestry. So these girls went on a trip to Kenya, and I remember seeing the videos and the pictures from it, and it just looked amazing. They, you know, they're from all of these different cultures, and they were able to come together to share with this one particular, ancient ancestry that they all have in common. So it was pretty incredible to see.
Well, that sounds really incredible. So I know the listeners, if they have not done the 23andMe test, may want to give this a try. So how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can go to 23andMe.com. We currently are offering a Thanksgiving family offer. So if you purchase two or more ancestry-only kits, you can get it for $49. Typically, it is $99 plus shipping for this. So, yeah, they can check us out at 23andMe.com.
And you're also doing some medical things as well with 23andMe. Is there some medical or health information that we can get from this?
Yeah, so we also offer health reports that meet FDA standards. We have genetic health risk reports, which can tell you if you have a variant that puts you at a higher risk of developing a disease. We have our carrier status reports, which can tell you if you have a variant that you can pass on to your children. Mm-hmm. And we also have fun wellness and traits reports, things like whether you're likely to be lactose intolerant or whether, you know, you're likely to have light or dark eyes or light or dark hair. So for you know, people like adoptees, this can be pretty invaluable information since they might not have access to family history. And, you know, some diseases are just more prevalent in people of certain ethnicities. So finding out your ancestry coupled with the health reports that we do offer can make, people make empowered and informed decisions about their health and their lifestyle. It is important to keep in mind that we are not a diagnostic service.
Right.
So any medical information that we offer, customers can follow up with their healthcare provider for more information.
Exactly. Well, this is all great news. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm ready to explore for sure. So thank you so much, Juliana, for joining us and sharing this great information here on Travel Bags with Anita and friends.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Thanks so much. Now, when we come back, we are going to talk with one of my friends who actually went on one of these type journeys back to her ancestral home. Here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we'll be back in a moment.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on